Many Wisconsin schools teach personal finance information, but after hearing from a task force on financial literacy, DPI has issued model standards that the agency hopes districts will use. Some of the 7 key areas include money, credit, debt and risk management, planning and saving, and becoming a critical consumer. DPI official Michael George says Wisconsin may be relatively unique in also promoting the teaching of community and financial responsibility. George says that means getting students to understand their personal financial decisions can have a wider impact. He says, for example, declaring bankruptcy.
The number of people that are affected to whom the person filing may owe money and the impact that that has on them when they realize that they probably aren't going to be paid, and also the long-term impact that that has on family when it comes to a future desire to, for instance, get a loan to purchase a major item like a house or a car. And that affects a family as well as an individual.
George says DPI realizes people do have different financial goals. He says he also knows some Wisconsin school districts have their own financial problems and may question adding new course material.
So some of the ways we can help is we're trying to make a lot of resources available electronically so that people don't need to purchase materials. For instance, the glossary of the standards, the printed standards, will be available on the DPI website, so it's available without necessarily having to purchase that. And there's a lot of links, electronic links, to websites that have resources for personal financial literacy.
George says DPI is also encouraging more educational partnerships between schools and private financial institutions. The new financial literacy standards are voluntary. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.